Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. My first caller is already here. That is Mike Lambert. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning from the North Shores of Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. And on a March 2nd, there's no other place to be, right?
Exactly.
I hear you. What the heck are you doing there?
I am at our friends at Auto Audi are having a trade show with all their vendors here, just like a little SEMA on the East Coast.
Nice.
And so I'm here for the day and learning a lot and getting some free stuff.
I hear you even have Eric with you, correct?
Yeah, Eric's here, and him and his family are here, and they're going to the Pittsburgh Zoo for some reason.
Oh,
and,
nice. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so they're getting ready to go.
Okay.
So.
Well, Eric is one of our advertisers. He has Get the Details and also Dealer Goodies. So he's one of our advertisers here on the show, which we do appreciate. And this is like, a little SEMA. Maybe people don't know what SEMA is, but how many vendors are there, and what kind of different things are they hawking?
Well, we have 17 vendors, which is good.
Yeah.
It's all the products that Auto Audi sells, and Eric sells as well.
Okay.
And we have everything from machines, polishing machines, polishing pads, all kinds of chemicals, waxes, coatings, anything you need to clean your car chemical-wise, and towel vendors. And that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, that's a lot of stuff. And
it is.
So all good as what we say.
Yep.
And
I'm
glad you and Eric are having a good time and learning stuff. That's always helpful.
Yep. And it's nice because they're representatives from the companies. So it's not just salesmen. These guys are detailers, and they all work for the companies. We even have a gentleman, Nick Rutter from McKee's, down in your area in Sunny Stewart, Florida.
There we go.
Yeah. So he was up here yesterday, did a class at their training facility, and then now he's here showing us his products.
Let's see, it's 10:09, so he should be saying probably in about another minute or so, I'm tired of this cold.
Well, it is. It's cold and rainy, so it's typical Pittsburgh weather. But I asked him, I said, are you ready to go back to Florida? He says, yesterday.
I do know that feeling. It's kind of hard to explain to folks, but when you get used to being down here, you don't want to go anywhere else. You really don't.
No.
Especially up north and colder weather. I visit my family and friends in up north in July.
There you go.
That's when I do it. There we go.
I don't blame you.
So
it's a real nice affair.
What class are you going to? What are you going to try to learn?
I'm going to learn about some new machines that are out on the market. They have a new machine that does a little bit of everything. It's a rotary polisher and several different measurements of orbit polisher all in one machine. So you don't need multiple machines. So it's pretty interesting.
Do you know if it's a really expensive machine, or is it something that's entry level or what?
Well, they are all pretty expensive. But this one, if you're going into the business, this would be the way to go.
Okay, very good.
Okay, they do have entry level machines here. Meguiar's is here. Their machine's pretty inexpensive, but they have the German machine Flex. They're pretty, and honestly, they are expensive. I wouldn't say these were do it yourself machines.
Right.
But it's interesting to see the different machines.
I understand. Very good.
Yeah.
We're glad that you had a chance to call in and say hi.
Well, thank you.
And we don't want to screw up your little class situation. We don't want you to be there late and all of a sudden get your knuckles hit by a ruler or something.
Yeah, I know. They point at you.
They really? Oh, that's even worse. I'll take the knuckle hit every time.
Yep.
But boy, when
they
point at you and everybody turns around at the same time, that's embarrassing. That really is.
You're exactly right.
All right. Well, give out your phone number, sir, so people can give you a call during the week if they have any detailing questions.
Okay, it's 410-487-3980.
All right. And again, you're at Auto Ality, and that is in Pittsburgh. And you're with, of course, our friend from Dealer Goodies, Eric. And also from Get the Details.
Yes.
Very good.
And he, like you said, he has most of the, almost all the products that Auto Audi carries, he carries. So you can give him a call. And if you're not able to get to his place, if you call him and tell him where you are, if he's in your area, you can meet up with him on his truck and go through the toy truck, as we call it.
Okay. Very good. That sounds good. Dealer Goodies, get the details. And, of course, Michael Lambert. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for being a part of the show, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Dave. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert, he's in Pittsburgh. If you got to go, you got to go. What can they say? But Auto Audi is the place that he's at. They're having a little seminar there, and we're glad that he was nice enough to come on by and say hi. That's for sure. So we wish you all good morning to you, and we thank you very much for joining us here on the show. We have Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. He'll be joining us in just a little bit. We have the Dynamic Duo. I believe both of them will be with us today. Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. They'll keep us informed of what's going on in the Frederick area. And also, of course, keeping us informed of what's going on in the automotive area in the Frederick area, too. So hope you hang in there. We'd love to have you join us. I'm Dave Sirio. This is You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Your wardrobe's purchased at the latest boutique. Your place is furnished like the president's suite. Your freezer's filled up with the finest of meat. Somehow you manage on 100 a week. They say you like to feel white gold on your neck. They say when you make love you like to direct. And that new sports car you proceeded to wreck. They say I ought to ask who picked up the check. I can take care of myself. My friends all say I ought to think twice. I can take care of myself. I don't need nobody's advice. You're so nice.
I want my mileage back.
So you lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3 to 1 over any other. Find your shop at BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
You depend on your car for driving to work, shopping, and carpooling with the kids. So if your car's engine, transmission, or differential gives out, you need to call your auto repair techs to have a remanufactured Jasper product installed. They're built to be better than new, and they'll add years of life to your vehicle. And Jasper engines, transmissions, and differentials power winning cars in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, and they'll make you a winner in your race of everyday life. For the nearest Jasper installer, visit jasperengines.com.
I'm the son of a...
There's nothing better for your car's appearance than a professional detail. Get the Details Auto Detailing is a full-service detailing shop, including paint correction, ceramic coatings, windshield coatings, and full interior cleaning. Give your car the pampering it deserves. Get the Details Auto Detailing on the web at gtdautodetailing.com or call 717-632-5777. Paintless dent repair and interior repair, too. Get the Details Auto Detailing in New Oxford.
Hilo Auto Sales has a large selection of Highline cars that are all under book value. Audi, Mercedes, Acura, Volvo, even Teslas. Low miles under factory warranty and priced to get no money down financing for you. Low interest rate for top tier credit. Look like $1 million and save thousands. Check them out at HiloAutoSales.com. Set up a test drive where our friendly, low pressure staff can give you low pressure service. Go to HiloAutoSales.com.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Oughta Know.
Dynamic Automotive in Libertytown, Urbana, Frederick, Emmitsburg, Newmarket, and now in Mount Airy.
This is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking. I lost 70 pounds and my friend lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months.
That's remarkable. Join Mark Patrick's hypnosis seminar, Lose the Weight or Stop Smoking, early bird special only $49.99 guaranteed. Seminar Tuesday, March 12th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Frederick. Weight loss seminar 5:30, stop smoking seminar 8 p.m. Sign up at markpatrickseminars.com.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMT.
The New York City Marathon? Yeah, scary, you know, what could go wrong there, right? It'll be all right, it'll be all right. New York's gonna be fine, just like Boston's fine after the marathon, you know. Well, that Boston Marathon was scary, man. That was scary, man, because I love Boston, I love the people there. But that was probably the most frightening, sadistic terrorist attack ever. Just think about it. 26 miles. 26 miles is a long drive. If you call up one of your friends, hey man, I need you to pick me up. Where you at? About 26 miles away. You better get Uber. 26 miles. People jogging for 26 miles, man. 26. Their knees are hurting. Their feet are killing them. You've been training for a year. You finally get to the finish line and somebody screams, run!
Chris Rock from Saturday Night Live. Funny stuff from that man. I love them. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got Craig Shipp from Frederick.com on the line. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning. Hey. And it is a little bit rainy, but tomorrow it's supposed to be in the 50s and sunny.
Yep. I heard 60s by maybe Monday or Tuesday. Monday or Tuesday.
Yep.
Very good.
So I have something I want to give you an update on. One or two times in the past, we've mentioned the subject of Bitcoin on the show.
Yes.
And the Bitcoin ETFs launched a little over a month ago. That's an exchange-traded fund.
Okay.
And they are the most successful exchange-traded funds in history.
Okay.
They've outperformed like 5,000 other ETFs that have come before them by large measure. And there were, I think, 9 new ones launched on the same date. A bunch of these companies, including BlackRock, the biggest asset manager in the world, had these ETF applications in, and they finally got approved. It's been many years that various organizations have tried to get a Bitcoin ETF approved, and they were always denied. They were finally approved, and they've been tremendously successful. And the Bitcoin halving, this is another thing, is coming in April. So the number of Bitcoin that are issued each day is going to be cut in half in April. So we've got all this demand rolling in from these ETFs buying up Bitcoin, and supply is going to be cut in half in April. So things are getting interesting.
Well, help me out here. I am not a Bitcoiner. I don't do anything with digital currency. I'm not saying I never would, but I'm just saying I'm not now. So help me out here. First of all, why was it difficult for them to get the approval? What stands in their way of approvals?
There are still a lot of people that are against Bitcoin, specifically big banks are very much against it because it disintermediates them. Mm-hmm. People can, in effect, be their own bank with Bitcoin. You can hold your own Bitcoin. You can move it to anybody in the world without any middleman. So you don't need a bank. So they've been fighting it. Some politicians have been fighting it because they like to have control over what you do with your money, and they can't control Bitcoin, so they've been fighting it.
Okay.
But what has happened is the people have kind of won out here, in that so many people were requesting this and asking BlackRock, hey, I want to invest in this, and they were going elsewhere to buy it. And so BlackRock was seeing this, and since they have so much pull, political pull, they were able to get it across the finish line and get it approved. It would have never been approved if it wasn't for BlackRock.
Okay, so let's talk the risk. Every financial institution, there's risk. Okay, anytime that you put money in, whether it's a stock market or whether it's a bank or whether it's whatever, there is some risk involved. What kind of risk are we talking about with this company?
Well, are you talking about BlackRock or Bitcoin?
Well, I guess either in this particular situation.
Okay.
I mean,
so here's the thing. As there's something called the Lindy effect. As something is around, each year it's around longer, that's more likely it's going to stay around.
Good.
And Bitcoin, the more it becomes adopted by various organizations and entities like BlackRock and others, it is becoming more and more mainstream.
The stronger it is, right.
It is still only maybe 1% of the addressable market is in Bitcoin. So it's still very early, but every year that goes by, it becomes what I would call de-risked, less and less risk, because more and more people are in. Now, the downside to that is the price is getting higher. So now it's around 60,000 of Bitcoin. At the beginning of the year, it was 40,000. And so this is driving the price of Bitcoin up, so it's making it more expensive to buy Bitcoin. But there are a lot of experts that say that this thing could end up being worth $1 million per Bitcoin. So, you know, it's a finite asset. There's only 21 million of them worldwide.
Right.
That's not very many.
And it doesn't see a situation where that would increase?
No, it can't. It's hard set in the code.
Okay.
The way it works is it's totally decentralized. There are thousands and thousands of nodes running on computers all around the world, and Bitcoin miners that are mining the Bitcoin that are basically securing the network is what they're doing. And it can't be hacked. It can't be manipulated by governments. China tried to ban it because they can't control it, and they like total control. They tried to ban Bitcoin mining, and they were only quasi-successful. They got rid of some of the miners, but there's still a bunch of them there. And so it is a thousand-headed monster that is very hard to stop. It was designed that way, specifically.
Right.
The person that coded it wanted it to be anti-fragile, because if it could be shut down by a government or whatever, then it's useless.
True.
And so it was designed specifically to not be able to be attacked, hacked, shut down, anything like that. And it's a computer science breakthrough. We've never had anything like this in the past that is an independent network that you can send value over the internet, in fact, money, over the internet without a third party. If you do it right now with the normal method, you're going through PayPal or all these third parties, right?
Right.
They're in the middle, and they're taking a percentage or whatever, you know, credit card companies, whatever. This doesn't have a middleman. This has people all around the world agreeing to run the software voluntarily. And if they run the software according to the rules, they're good. They're part of the network. If they violate the rules, they're just ignored.
Okay.
And they're no longer part of the network. So that's just a 10,000 of a view of how it works. But it's a fascinating computer science breakthrough. That has grassroots, has taken off, and now the big boys are coming in, the BlackRocks of the world, the Fidelities of the world. Now that they're in, it's serious business.
Is it Bitcoin been around for like 15 years now?
15 years, 15 years.
Very good. All right. Anything else going on in the Frederick area, sir, that we should be concerned about and interested in?
Yes, we got a bunch of events. So at facebook.com/Frederick County/events, and we've got a bunch of trivia going on. We've got a farmer's market going on today. We've got the prime rib night at Callahan's on the 8th of March. They're also going to have their karaoke on that same day.
Great.
We've got the Bluegrass Wednesdays at Steinhardt Brewing Company. That's on March 6th. We've got bingo on March 6th. At a place called the Anchor Bar. We've got unfortunately, the overdose response training. We wish they didn't need that, but that's on March 8th.
Yep.
Steinhardt Brewing is going to have an open mic on March 7th. So it goes on and on. This is now we're getting into big time event season where we've got just event after event. There's a bunch of things art related on here. There's also a thing called Frederick Artist Night featuring Michelle Ramos. That's at Cowork Frederick. She's going to be showing some of her art. I'm going down the list here, just seeing things I haven't mentioned before, but it's a long list. Let's see. Here's the Dirty Middle at Steinhardt Brewing Company.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess, is that a movie?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea. Dirty Middle. I think if I start to explain it, we'll probably be off the air, you know?
Yeah, and we've got soccer camp registration is on that's not until July. So these people were smart. They put their event in way in advance. That's what you should do. You should put your events on your Facebook page well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you know the date, that's all you need to know. Put it in there and then send us an email to news@frederick.com and we'll put it on here. And so we can talk about your event.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's free. That even makes it even better.
That's right. It's free. And you know what, Dave? I have not raised any of the prices of the sponsorships on frederick.com.
Great.
And you know why I've been able to do that?
And why is that, sir?
Because I did, in fact, buy Bitcoin years ago, and it was an inflation hedge.
It was a hedge
against the printing of all the dollars. You know, when they print a whole bunch more dollars, what happens is hard assets, that can be real estate, that can be your collector cars, that can be art, any hard asset, meaning hard to duplicate, right? It becomes more valuable because when you duplicate the currency that we use every day, when you print a whole bunch of extra dollars, these things that are hard, they go up in value.
Right.
That's how it works. It's a simple ledger situation. And so since I put Bitcoin on our balance sheet with Frederick.com, that insulated me from all these price increases that other people have had to deal with.
Fantastic. Well, we got to go, and I appreciate you very much, sir. Craig, thank you. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. You're the best, mister. Thanks for keeping us informed.
Great show, Dave.
Thank you, Craig.
Bye-bye.
Taking a break. We'll be back.
Looking for the repair facility that has everything? ACE certified techs, AAA approval, expert import and domestic auto repair, light truck, medium truck, and motorhome repair. Wassler Auto Service in Taylorsville should be your choice. Dave Wassler and his staff perform BG services, install Jasper engines and transmissions with convenient hours, including Saturdays 8 to 1. Wassler Auto Service, Route 26 and 27 in Taylorsville, 410-635-8375. Wassler Auto Service, a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Cirio on 930 WFMD.
Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
What's the
issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, My frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
you know,
I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive. And, you know, of course, there's fine food, but it seems to me that it's so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's...
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway? There are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
I love that routine. I love that routine. She kept a straight face for like 98% of that and did a great job. And I don't think the guys had any idea on the radio show on what was going on. It was hilarious. Donna, move the deer crossings is what it says. I love it. I love it. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know, 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930. And the show wouldn't be the same without the dynamic duo. That's right, I have Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Always great to have you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Jose, you are one of... Go ahead.
So I understand that Mike Lambert is up in Pittsburgh at a show.
Yeah, he's an auto Audi, and they're having like a little, they call it Little SEMA to a certain extent. They've got 17 vendors there, and all detail-oriented vendors, and he's there for a couple seminars and things like that.
That sounds very educational. It sounds like good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like fun, too. I mean, you know, I love seeing new equipment. I don't care what the equipment is. If it has to do with automobiles, I'm even better. But I like all kinds of shows where they introduce new products that you get a chance to see before the general public gets to see it. I think it's fantastic.
Right. And is that show known as a mini SEMA then on the East Coast?
Well, that's what they're calling it. They affectionately call it that, only because of the fact that there's nothing available SEMA on the East Coast, and also that they're strictly detail-oriented. They're not the complete vast automotive that SEMA is, of course. They're not trying to compete with them, but they're trying to do it strictly on a detail basis of where detailing is the only products that are out there. So pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's good that we have something like that on the East Coast because SEMA, of course, as we all know, is at Las Vegas.
Right.
And for those of our audience that don't understand what SEMA stands for, Todd, what does SEMA stand for?
Oh, here
it is. It has evolved over the years. Initially, when it began, it was Automotive Aftermarket Product Expo.
Right.
And then it's kind of evolved to Speed Equipment Manufacturing Association.
Okay.
And now it's finally the Specialty Equipment Marketing Association.
Which leads them to open to everything.
An evolution.
And now they're open to everything. They really are when it comes to automobiles.
Yeah. The SEMA show in Las Vegas covers wheels, covers equipment, covers, of course, detailing. It covers everything under the umbrella of automotive. It's quite incredible if you ever get a chance to go there. It is football fields of walking. One floor on top of another, one warehouse next to another. It's incredible. And not only that, they have these incredible exhibitions going on with off-road and very, very fast cars.
One of the neatest things was that I saw was the Continental Tires had a thing out there and they were showing the performance of BMW road rally cars. And that was just incredible to watch.
They were smoking those tires.
They were punishing those cars.
It's their cars. Really they can cool punish stuff. Them. That's a great thing. You know, Dodge has done that also. They have it at Carlisle, and they have it at some of the other shows where they bring out the Hellcats. Oh, they're all gone. And last chances and all that stuff. There are last calls that have all had. So that's a lot of fun. It really is.
Yeah. It's and they have some great classes detailing mm-hmm. on how to do all kinds of operations on vehicles, operations regarding modifications.
Right.
They have demonstrations of body work going on. How these guys pull dents out of your fender, you know, the little dings. Mm-hmm. It's incredible what they show you.
Yeah, and what you know, yeah. I don't know what they've done in Florida, but they've shown guys how to extend their wheels out on trucks down here in Florida really well because everybody's doing it now. It's amazing. You know how in Maryland, I guess the law still is that you're not supposed to have your tires stick out farther than your fenders, right?
Right, that is still true. Yeah.
So people extend their fenders out sometimes to cheat a little bit, but they still do it down here. There are vehicles down here that have the complete tire and wheel outside of the fender.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to follow that guy on a stone road.
He's kicking up some stuff, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff, but I'm sure somebody learned that at SEMA, you know, and said, hey, we can do that, and put the extra pressure on the wheel bearings. What the heck?
Oh, yeah. In the Jeep culture, you see that a lot.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So so Mike's having a good time. He's enjoying himself. He's in class right now. So he was only with us for the first few minutes of the hour because he's in class. He's learning something.
Yeah. I'm sure he's attending some really cool classes over there. I know at Apex we attend some really cool stuff too.
And, you know, you say, well, who wants to go to classes? But a lot of them are really informative and fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Depending on the instructor.
And, you know, some of the most interesting classes I've attended was on the actual economic climate of our industry. Hmm. You hear these economic reports on the automotive aftermarket, and I'll tell you, it sort of plans your whole year out. You understand what's going on in your environment, so you can handle business a little bit better.
Very good. All right, well, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we've got more to talk with our dynamic duo, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. And I want to talk about the Mount Airy location when we come back. Todd, okay?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to.
Love to. Thank you very much. Want to find out a little bit more about what's going on at that location and how you're doing, okay?
That's perfect.
All right, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive will be back in just a few moments. So will I. I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know. We're here Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Love to have you give us a call at 443-847-TALK.
I'm going to listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food. And up through the ground come a bubbling crew. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
You lost your mileage with a dirty fuel system. Just a couple miles per gallon adds up to over $6 a tank, and that adds up to hundreds of dollars every year. In just one tank, you can clean your fuel system the professional way with BG44K. Service managers not only use it the most, they use BG44K almost 3-to-1 over any other. Find your shop at BGFindAShop.com. That's BGFindAShop.com.
I got my mileage back.
BG.
In the race of everyday life, it's nice to have the green flag.
But if you hit drivetrain problems, professional drivers like you trust Jasper Engines and Transmissions. A Jasper remanufactured engine, transmission, or differential costs less than replacing your vehicle and comes with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide transferable warranty. So get the green flag in your race of everyday life with Jasper. To find an installer near you, visit jasperengines.com.
You know my personal cell.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or an independent shop, you need Dealer Goodies. Dealer Goodies supplies detail products, including Meguiar's, Griot's Garage, Auto Magic, Buff and Shine, and more. They also supply key tags, dealer paperwork, and hubcaps. Even lessons and training from beginners to pros in the detailing business. Go to DealerGoodies.com or call 1-800-366-2141. Dealer Goodies in Mannheim, Pennsylvania.
Welcome to Hafer's Guns.
Your one-stop gun shop.
Hafer's is sure to have everything you need. Are you looking for ammo? From to Hafer's has it. Looking for firearms? From
pew pew
to Hafer's has it. How about targets, magazines, AR parts, eyes and ears too? Hafer's has it.
Hafer's Guns, 15411 National Pike in Hagerstown and 6541 Williamsport Pike, Falling Waters, West Virginia.
And online at hafersguns.com.
Dynamic Automotive is an industry leader in automotive repair. Since 1995, Dynamic Automotive has established a coveted reputation as an honest, responsible, and competitive automotive repair shop. Whether it's the installation of BG products, Jasper engines, or help with the maintenance of your vehicle, find them at dynamicautomotive.net or call 301-694-6250. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends and a preferred repair facility of You Ought to Know.
Dynamic Automotive in Liberty Town, Urbana, Frederick, Emmitsburg, Newmarket, and now in Mount Airy.
It's the final week of Regency Furniture Spectacular President's Day Sale, and your last chance to save an extra 25% off Regency's lowest prices. Plus, get 25 months no-interest financing and free delivery during these final days at Regency Furniture. Shop in-store and online.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfinditshop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfinditshop.com.
BG.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed. Early bird special only $49.99. Seminar Tuesday, March 12th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Frederick. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30. Registration 5 p.m. Stop smoking starts at 8 p.m. Registration 7:30 p.m.
We take our First Amendment right very seriously.
With Free Talk
on 930 WFMD.
Stan, you know they have those deluxe car wash places with the different levels of car cleaning? Like if you're in a hurry or cheap, you just have the exterior wash. You leave in a car that's sort of clean and still wet. Next level up, they add the hot wax and they'll towel dry it. Getting the wheels cleaned is another upgrade. Once in a while, you might splurge, have the inside dusted and vacuumed. After that, you get into the stratosphere of car cleaning, not even called cleaning anymore. It's called detailing. It's expensive, and you got to leave the car with them, sometimes for the whole day, sometimes for longer. They might have to take the seats and the carpeting out. Hey, don't look at me. You're the guy who drove over the speed bump while drinking a bottle of eggnog. But here's my point. When you go out for the evening, you're having an exterior wash, your wife is being detailed. You're not putting on foundation and blush and lip gloss and eyeliner and mascara, fingernail polish, toenail polish, shaving your legs and your armpits and who knows what all. You're having an exterior wash. You're sort of clean and still wet. She's having the deluxe treatment and it takes time. Stop complaining. You're not the victim here. When she looks good, you look good. When you lead her into the party by the hand, she's the showboat, you're just the tug.
Oh, the one and only Red Green. And I heard him do that routine right in Frederick. I'm telling you, what a great comedian he is, and down to earth, and it's just a fun show. It's a shame it's not happening anymore. He has retired, as far as I know, completely retired, and I wish Red Green the best. If you've never seen the Red Green Show, you need to YouTube it, that's for sure. Red Green Show. Unbelievable. I've got the dynamic duo with me, guys, Todd and Jose. Once again, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
I wanted to talk about the Mount Airy location. You guys, that's your latest opening of a shop, and you took over a shop that was also being run by another shop owner. Turned out, from what I've heard, to be a great shop, and that's sometimes a catch-22. You never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of chocolates. You know, when you buy a shop, you hear all good things, but then when you get in there, sometimes you see things that aren't good. But I think you found yourself a really nice shop to buy that was run well, and the customers were treated well, and you've continued to do so. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the previous owners, Dwayne and I had quite a few conversations with them leading up to the acquisition of that location, and we knew the caliber of technicians they were.
Right.
We spent a lot of time in their shop, even while they were working, chatting with them, and you could tell it was a very, very well-run organization with two owners that truly cared about their customers, and you know, it was a win-win, because when they gave their word that they were turning the business over to another company that would take, you know, equally good care of their customers that they had established, that really helped buy in with us.
Right.
And we were able to see how they did things and how they ran their business firsthand. So it was a good transition, probably the smoothest we've ever had.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and you know, one other thing I want to mention is the fact that you mentioned something there at the beginning. You sat there and you got a chance to talk with the technicians, okay? If you're a good technician, and Todd, by the way, one of the best in the state, I'm not going to exaggerate, but that is what I believe to be a true statement. Todd is one of the best technicians in the state. You know, when you talk to another technician, whether he knows his stuff or not, right?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I mean, a wrench knows a wrench.
Yeah. And it doesn't take long. I've hired a number of technicians in my career, a lot of them, and you can usually tell after about maybe 10 or 15 minutes of conversation on whether a guy is just book smart or reality smart, or he's neither. You know, you could find out, and women too, not just men, but women too.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
Correct.
So true, Dave. So
what were you, what were you going to say, Jose? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh no, that's okay. I was actually going to comment on those owners, and especially the customers that would come in and shake their hands and thank them for the fine work that they had done during their time there. That was truly impressive. When I saw those customers come in day in, day out, those last few weeks, to thank them and to wish them a great retirement, that really touched me, and it proved to me that those guys were really doing that community a service. And that's what we're all about. And it doesn't come any better than that.
I agree.
It really doesn't.
I didn't get a lot of that myself, because I kind of snuck out. Not snuck out. I don't want to use those words. But it wasn't advertised that I had sold the business to two of my technicians and two of my employees. So I kind of like just left town in a nice way, but didn't really advertise it. But I did. Once people found out, and on Facebook and on, you know, by texting and like that, I got a lot of people that called me. It was really a nice feeling to get that kind of results from people. It really was nice.
Yeah. I'm sure it was touching. Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
People
do you ever go back and visit?
I visited twice in the last 6 years now. It's almost 6 years. I've retired.
Wow.
I retired in the end of February in 2018. So it's been 6 years. And I've visited
wow.
twice. And it's not the same. You can't go back. You know, when somebody takes your business over and they change things, it changes, it's a little different. But I did get a chance to take Jasper, my dog. He passed away in March of last year. But I did get a chance to take Jasper back. And that was about three years after I had retired. And he retired with me because he was my customer greeter at the shop. So we traveled back, we drove back, and I pull up on the parking lot, and like he got unbelievably excited. Okay, he saw the shop, he was all excited. He couldn't wait to have me open up the passenger door to let him out. And I open up the passenger door, and he runs like a bat out of hell to get to the front door. And the door was open, it was summertime. He runs in, and he just starts looking for his toys, okay? He always had toys there, and he looked for his seat. They took his seat away, his chair. But, you know, he got a chance to see some of the customers that he hadn't seen in 3 years, and he just had a blast. It was really it was a great moment just to see how excited he was to be back there and get a chance to greet customers, you know? It was good.
That's very touching. You know, dogs and automotive go hand in hand. My partner brings his dog to work almost every day.
Lee does? Oh,
yeah,
that's great.
He has a little, what is it, a doodle.
A doodle. Sort of,
yeah. Yep.
Some kind of mixture. Well, see, I was hesitant about doing that because I'd never had a dog at any of my shops. I am a dog guy. I love dogs. Always have had a dog. But I was hesitant to bring the dog to the shop because I didn't want a German Shepherd kind of thing where it would scare people like that. But Jasper was a terrier, and he was a well-behaved terrier. He doesn't jump on people like that. So I thought I'd give it a shot. And, man, when I said it worked out, oh, my goodness, it worked out. It didn't work out well for the technicians. They stopped getting cookies at Christmas, and the dog got biscuits. They were not happy campers about that.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's good.
So,
yeah. I had the opportunity to meet Jasper a couple of times, and he was a very good dog.
Yeah, I brought him to the car shows at your location, and he was a car show boy. He'd walk around all day without a leash. You didn't have to worry about him bothering other dogs. You didn't have to worry about him bothering anybody. Just walk around, and everybody would say hi to him. So he was a special boy.
Yeah, Jasper was one of us. He really was.
He was. Yes, he was. Yeah. All right, we have just enough time to talk about the other five locations, plus, of course, Mount Airy, the six locations you have in the Frederick area, sir.
Let's see if we can get this right. So if you're in the Liberty Town area, please give Scott a call here at Liberty Town. We're located at 11931 Main Street. The phone number here is 301-694-6250. Hours of operation, 7 to 5.
Monday through Friday. and then we have our largest location in Urbana at 8824 Urbana Church Road. Phone number to reach those guys down there, 301-874-8824. 33.
If you're in the Newmarket area, give Lee or Sarah a call at 301-694-5460. They are located at 10530 Old National Pike.
And our Frederick City location, not really in the city, but still close, is at 11 Bike Court. Phone number to reach Courtney or Bob Allen is 301-662-3300.
Adam Trawick handles our Emmitsburg store. Give Adam a call at 301-447-2800. He's located at 20 Creamery Way, Emmitsburg, Maryland.
And then our newest location, the one that I am with now, is over in Mount Airy, Maryland. Address is 1006 Rising Ridge Road. Phone number to reach myself or Hike is 301-829-6100.
And mention Dave Serio or the show you want to know, and we will be happy to do a free DBI inspection for you. Just mention Dave Serio or the show you want to know. Thank you, Mr. Dave.
Thank you, guys. It's always good to talk to the dynamic duo. Thanks for joining me here on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Always a pleasure, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you. Dynamic Thank duo you. From Dynamic Automotive, Todd and Jose. Appreciate them being there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being on part of the show, and we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. You've been listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
This is for everybody out there, circling the town square. Proud to be stuck out in the middle of nowhere. USA, Chevrolet, Dodge, and Ford. Raising a little hell and praising the Lord. Yes, sir.
News Radio 930. WFMD, Frederick.
A connoisseur media radio station.
11 o'clock.